Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mayor, you have issued a warning out on social media to your residents about car break-ins. What exactly is going on?
You know, this is common when the weather gets better that we tend to see a few more break-ins, not just us. We get reports of other neighboring communities that deal with it as well. So, you know, a lot of really just stolen items from vehicles if they're left unlocked. Our police department is pretty big on doing, as they call it, the 9 p.m. routine, where you should make sure your car's unlocked, because a lot of these thefts happen in the evening or, you know, when it's dark out. And we really are just urging people to double check that their vehicles are locked, remove any of their valuables that are in plain sight. It's if by chance park in a well-lit area, depending on what type of area you live in, if it's, you know, a rental dwelling or a big complex, you know, as opposed to your house. And of course, many people have Ring cameras on their doors now, but it's always a good idea to look into that. And even for the police, too. The police oftentimes, if we do get a call on an occurrence outside someone's house, they oftentimes will go to neighboring houses and see, hey, do you have any footage? Something happened around this time. It would help with our investigation.
One thing you are warning residents is that it's not necessarily their friends and neighbors who are allegedly doing this.
Correct. So speaking with our police chief, it sounds like they found and ran license plates with some of these vehicles that don't really live here. They live in other areas. I think they referenced, I don't want to say which cities or towns, I don't want to put them on the spot, but it's predominantly outsiders that are coming into other municipalities, in our case ours, and doing break-ins. But the same occurs from my understanding. Say you're in Tonawanda, it might be individuals that are from neighboring counties there as well. So we hear it across the board. This was really just like a reminder, you know, just make sure you're locking your cars. We really don't see like car thefts. That's not the issue so much. It's really, you know, thefts, break-ins to vehicles, whatever they might find or take. And, you know, there's occurrences where the police are able to identify the vehicle as they're leaving town. And, you know, then that leads to either pullovers or kind of a chase after them as well. So it's never a good situation. We don't want to put anyone in danger as well.
The 9 o'clock routine, for those not familiar with it, what is that?
It's basically a reminder. It's a reminder. It's getting dark out. It's around 9 p.m. And just make sure you're checking your vehicles. A lot of these thefts really happen in the summer seasons when the weather's nice. So this is kind of a start of a kickoff back to that 9 p.m. routine. Just make sure your vehicle's locked, whatever type of vehicle you have. Not all of them lock on their own when you walk away from the vehicle. So it's good for residents to just be aware of this and vigilance, and it helps our department out as well. You know, less break-ins means they can take their attention to other more pressing items as well.
Any word on what's been taken from the cars that have been broken into?
You know, we hear things about electronics, obviously change or any money that's in there. You know, some people try and lock their glove compartments. Some don't have locks on their glove compartments. It really just depends whatever that thief is looking for in the vehicle. So, again, I go back to just make sure even by chance, you know, even if I'm running into a store and I know my vehicle is locked on its own, I always try and hide my laptop if it's in the car, something under the seat, just in case, you know, locks do something, but someone could always just break in through the glass if they saw something valuable as well. But it does seem to be mostly the doors are just unlocked. People aren't just going by smashing windows left and right by any means.
Anything else that I may have left out of you care to add?
It's really a community effort just to be vigilant, check on things. If anything looks suspicious too, even someone that seems to be going house to house in the later hours of the night, we do recommend that. Just call 716-692-4111, and it'll go to our non-emergency police line. That's our front desk here, and they're happy to take any concerns if they do find something suspicious.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.